Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. It's a Thursday. It's 8 o'clock. You know what that means. Ray Dittinger's in to really talk some football with us. Ray from NBC Sports Philadelphia, the greatest post-game show in American sports history. On there, and his mic is not going. Somebody help Ray with the mic. It's dangling.
It has performance issues. Hold on a minute.
The mic. Somebody help out there.
It's fine.
All right. I'm not sure it is. But anyway, Ray Dittinger, welcome to our show. How you doing today, Ray?
Good morning, Ange.
Ray, I'm not going to lie to you. It's Thursday. What happened Sunday. I have not yet gotten over the Eagles' loss to the Giants. I'm not lying. It ruined my week.
No, you're not alone.
I have been
a lot of that out there.
People know me as a happy-go-lucky fun guy,
and
I have been none of that this week.
What?
Billy, tell him.
That's why I come in, for you to pick me up every week.
This week, no help at all. So, Ray, if you would indulge us for a moment here, you do incredibly extensive tape breakdown.
Right.
Could you break down that final play that Rager dropped? Could you tell us about it? Who was open? Did Hurts go to the right guy? How close was Rager to catching it? Give us an overview of that play.
Well, he was as open as you're going to get on that situation, in that kind of a situation where, he's there. He's open. He's more, if you're just talking in terms of what's the definition of what's open and what's not, he was more open than Smith.
Okay.
But I still think Smith gives you a better chance of making the play. Smith's open early, and you could have gotten him the ball early. But the play went longer. Rager takes the play across the middle. He's in front of the defenders. They're behind him. Clear line of sight to Hurts. Hurts sees him right away. And throws not a perfect pass. It's sort of behind him, but it's a pass that an NFL receiver has to make, for right. sure.
He's got it in his hands, right?
Yeah.
What part of it, how did it not stick? What happened?
He never really had control of it. It just sort of went through. It was behind him a little bit, but certainly still catchable. I mean, it's a ball. I mean, we've said it 1,000 times this week. It's a ball that an NFL receiver has to catch, especially in that situation. And, you know, if he makes that one play, then everything's different.
Everything.
Everything's different. If he makes that one play, you know, I'll tell you, the Eagles are – I was so sure the Eagles were going to win that game right to the end. As badly as they played, they're driving down there, and I'm thinking, what am I going to say in a postgame show? I'm already assuming they're going to win. I'm already assuming that they're going to go in, they're going to score the touchdown, they're going to kick the PAT, they're going to win 14-13. I'm thinking, you know, what am I going to say about this game? You know, they won, but they played terrible. I'm thinking through all the things. I can't get all excited that they won it at the end. I can't come out and say, oh, what a great clutch drive at the end. I don't want to try and paint a happy face on a terrible performance. But the whole time I'm thinking they are going to win here.
Yeah.
I mean, it never – until that ball clanked off his hands – I never really thought that they were going to lose.
Here's why. I think I know why. You probably have never seen a team run for over 200 yards and score 7 points, right?
Right.
Think about it.
That is
you
the first.
Ran for 200 yards. Hurts was running all over the field. Every time they really played smash mouth football, it worked.
Right.
The only thing that stopped them is Nick Sirianni. He started throwing the ball. 11 of the first 16 plays were passes.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
It was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
How do you make that mistake when you just won two games running the ball?
I know. You know, statistics are a funny thing. in all sports, but I think especially in football. And I've had people say to me, oh, they ran for 200 yards. What are you talking about? You mean they didn't run the ball. They ran for 200 yards, but it's watch the film. You'll really understand. They started the game so badly. If they had come out and they had just started running the ball, they would have taken control of the game right away. The Giants didn't want to play.
It was over.
You know, you come out and you run the ball on them, you drive it down the field, you stick it in, you take the lead, and they're gonna curl up and die like they have all year. But by playing the way you played, falling back on your passing game, on relying on the quarterback on a day when he's clearly struggling, it allowed the Giants to hang around. And at halftime, the Giants are thinking, heck, we could win this thing. And now all of a sudden, it's a whole different game. You know, you had the opportunity. The Eagles are a better team than the Giants. That's not saying much,
no.
But it's the truth. But they just let their approach to it, and that's on Nick. But, you know, I think Nick's coaching certainly had a hand in this. There's no question about that. Rager was the biggest culprit, obviously. But you know what it really comes down to, Ange? It does come down to the turnovers.
It comes down
to the four. I mean, if you turn the ball over four times in an NFL game, you're just not going to win. And going into that game, after studying the Giants, I said the Giants are really a bad team. I mean, there's nothing you can point to that they do well. Nothing.
Right.
And I thought, I said the only way the Eagles can lose this game is if they turn the ball over.
Right.
And they hadn't done that, but they turned it over four times in this game.
Ray Dittiger, as you know, if you've watched the postgame show, often has documents with him. He has a document with him now on his actual scouting report on Jalen Rager.
Yellow legal pad.
Here's all I want to know. Ray, you are not by nature a demonstrative person. You're very low-key and very modulated.
Mm-hmm.
When the Philadelphia Eagles named Jalen Rager with the 21st pick in that draft, and not Justin Jefferson.
Right.
Did you just say to me you screamed?
I did.
You screamed because you knew in that moment it was a huge mistake.
Terrible
right?
mistake. The second they made it, I knew it was a terrible mistake. I just did, and I don't normally overreact to these things.
No,
but I'm just sitting there watching the draft play out, and I'm looking there, and I know, okay, they're going to go wide receiver here, and look at that, Justin Jefferson sitting right there. I said, boy, I literally said to myself, boy, they really lucked out. You know, Justin Jefferson is sitting right there for them. And so I just assumed that when Goodell came out with the card, he was going to announce. When he came out and he said that the Eagles selected Jalen Rager, I literally screamed and jumped out of my chair. I could not believe what I just heard.
And it played exactly the way you thought it would.
Well,
that
yeah.
Jefferson became a star and Rager stinks.
Yeah, how you could be. See, now, if they had come up to that spot and they had gone to another position,
right.
Like if they had drafted an offensive lineman that maybe they thought was better, okay, I don't agree with it. I don't understand how you could pass on Justin Jefferson, but okay, if you think that cornerback is a better player or that offensive tackle is a better player, okay, that's a value judgment that maybe we can discuss. But if you are picking a wide receiver at that spot, and you have a choice between Justin Jefferson and Jalen Rager, and you take Jalen Rager, I mean, that's just flat crazy.
Crazy. And let me just say, the only dumb decision like that I've ever seen in the first round was Larry Hughes, and that goes
well. Well, I still have my scouting report
right
here.
He's still got the report. The report says pick Jefferson. Matt's on the line. Matt, good morning. You're on 94 WIP.
Hey, good morning, Ange. Hey, I don't understand why Mad Mike and Andy the Troll, why do they keep getting on Brandon Graham?
They pick weird topics. Let me say this. I'll give it Ray. Ray, Brandon Graham, great, great Eagle, correct?
Yeah, sure.
Jason Kelce. You saw what he did Sunday.
Yeah.
Great Eagle.
Absolutely.
There are people out there, if you are looking to buy jerseys for the holidays, these are the jerseys you buy.
You
these are heroes.
Yeah.
They're heroes. They won you a Super Bowl, and they continue to perform for you at levels beyond what you could. Those guys go beyond what you're asking of them. And it's amazing when dumbbells like those callers call and attack them. And you know what? Rhea's right. We will no longer tolerate it, even though this is America. Go ahead, Matt.
What?
Oh, well, with the Sixers, and you guys did kind of cover most of it then, but I was just going to ask Billy, like, what is the number one issue here? But, you know, he kind of touched on the it's the players, but
well, it's more than the players, Matt. It's they don't have a lot of guys that can create off the dribble. Maxey looks so great because he's a guy with the quickness that can go by guys. But if you look at their main players, Joel's not he's big guy, but you know, Tobias can't really beat people off the dribble. Furkan can't beat people off the dribble. Seth can't beat people off the dribble. So they need guys that can create shots. If you watch the Brooklyn, you watch Milwaukee, teams have players. They have guys that can create shots for others. They can get to the hole and create their own shot. The Sixers just don't have that.
That is
not
good.
Yeah, and Tobias just looked lost last night. I mean, it was so frustrating to watch. And the beginning of the season was so much fun. But
Matt, true or false? Johnson, true or false? Tobias Harris is overpaid.
Oh, it's very true.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, it was only true or false. There's no varies.
True or false.
Wait, can you follow instructions over there?
Yeah. It's Matt, I need somebody you want to lock out right now.
Yeah, and I think this guy is literally hurting the sport and for his own good. He needs to get out of there. He doesn't even remember what happens in the game. But Tony Roma needs to leave.
Oh, I love yes. that one. I love that one.
I will
one.
Say this. I'm not a fan of his. When I was listening to him do the Cowboys game against the Raiders, he was calling stuff like he used to.
Yeah.
He said that the head bob by the starter was not a false start. He said, you know, they got to call. They should not let the clip. He had like a 5-minute span where I went, okay, this was the Tony Romo from his first year.
Then he lapsed back. Kirk is next from Jersey. Hi, Kirk.
Hey.
What would you like to say about Brandon Graham, Kirk?
He hasn't lived up to his contract. I know he's hurt, but the thing is, he's not doing what we need him to do.
Right.
He is getting paid off of the Super Bowl still.
Ray, this is yours.
And you cut off Andy the troll when he's trying to make a point.
It was a dumb point.
As is yours.
No, hold on. Ray Dittiger, if this man is saying that Brandon Graham is not worth the money he's being paid. Do you agree with that?
Well, he's hurt. I mean, he does know that he's hurt, right?
Kirk, go sure. after. Let me see you duel with the legend, because right now you get your ass kicked.
Well, I know that he's hurt. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about before. He wasn't living up to his contract. We're still paying him off the Super Bowl, which would be.
Well, I mean, if you look at the grade that you've given him over the last few years since the Super Bowl, I mean, he's been a really good player. He really has been. I mean, I know his sack total. He's never had double digit sacks. That's true, and people keep coming back to that. But if you grade him in terms of pressure per snap, I mean, he's still one of the top dozen defensive ends in football, and defensive ends in football are among your highest paid players. It's just football mathematics.
Okay,
Kirk.
No, I let it breathe because I like when a man has been defeated. Kurt, anything else you would like to offer? Apparently not. Well, let me just say.
Ray is so much classier than I am about it.
I want to talk to you.
I must have missed something. What's the beef with Brandon Graham here?
A
caller called up earlier, I finally said I'm not tolerating any more Brandon Graham slander.
In 32 years I've done the show, I have often provided compelling counter arguments to callers. Never, not one time, were they rendered speechless. What we just heard was history in this show. Do you understand? I have summoned the greatest emotion. I have put everything into it. And then they have always come back at me. That is the first time that this has ever happened on this show. That was such a powerful argument by Ray. The guy did not have a word would not form in his mouth.
I thought you put him on hold.
No, he was right there.
I did not put
him on hold. He was speechless. Ray, that is what you call a knockout with one punch.
Hello, 911. I'd like to report a murder.
I was like, did Angelo put him on hold?
And
like he's
that is why Ray Dittiger is a Hall of Famer. Yeah. You just heard it. 215-592-9494. If we come back, we got a problem at quarterback. We're going to have Ray take a run at that, too. What about Jalen Hurts and his future after what happened on Sunday? Then, end of the hour, Ray makes a pick. Does that man have the audacity to select the Jets to beat the Eagles? Wow. All coming up. WIP Sports, 8:15.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.